Yep.
It was pain. I know I play games just as bad as that, but that's the one that sticks out on the top of my head, man.
Like, what kind of fucking game is it where I can't get past the first level? Like, I remember I'll get stuck playing as Tails, and you're like, oh, you're just gonna open the gate. I'm like, okay, now where the fuck's the gate? I couldn't find it.
There was no, bro, that was horrible, and you had to do them dumbass fucking tasks in that city with them shit.
Oh, God.
That game had so much potential, bro.
It could have been good.
God. Y'all know what y'all reminded me of, bro? All right, so I take that back. X-Men the official game is still trash. It's top tier Bersuda, but this is a Batman game that's way worse. It's called Batman Dark Tomorrow. I had that mode for the PS2. Boy, when I tell you that shit was so bad. Oh God.
Batman Dark Tomorrow?
Yes, that game was so bad, bro. I think when I beat that mug, I cried, like, and not in a good way. Like, I was like, how could they fuck up so the Batman emotional. Game this bad?
Oh, this dude, dog, why would you play this? Look at that face.
Because, bro,
I gotta put yo, check the Discord, bro.
Because, bro, you gotta God. look at it like this, bro. They was hyping the fuck. Boy, I tell you, they was hyping the fuck out of this game, Saint. They was hyping the ever loving fuck out of this mug, bro. They was saying, bro, this is what they were saying. They were saying you could be able to drive the Batmobile. Oh, it was gonna be free. Bro, yeah. It was gonna be free roam. You get to play as multiple characters. I'm like, oh word, be bad. I'm a bad boy. I'm gonna be playing as Robin. Like, nigga, he is only in a cutscene, one cutscene for 2 seconds, and that is it. I was hurt. I was like, why would y'all do me like this? Y'all not only did y'all false advertise this game, but y'all also fucked it up. It was just bad, bro. It was
that shit some heat, boy. Look at that nigga. Bat nigga posted up.
That was in 2003.
Now my game, bro. I remember this. They were showing all the commercials for this. They were hyping it up. I'm like, oh, this is about to be lit ass multiplayer. And you know, we went to Redbox right around the house. I was like, oh, you want to get a game? I'm like, yeah, I want to get this new game real quick. You know, I kid you not, nigga. I started that shit up for about like. I was like, oh nah. And I was like, Mom, can you go back? Blink? I can take this shit back. We're talking about Brink. Nigga, first of all, it wasn't Brink. Really a
No. Damn. I know what you're talking about.
This was not even really an online game at all. This was a fucking like bullshit ass like story game. And it's funny, it's by Bethesda, huh? Did not fucking know that. Yeah, this game was doo-doo, bro. Like there was missing like basic like first person like shooter like the shooter like bait, bro. Like it was like, oh my god, it was so ass, man. Like it was so bad. I was just like, why did I rent this game, bro? Like
okay, you rented it and didn't buy it.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and at least yeah. It was and at least
but
it was
a game that I bought, bro. A game that I bought. And I took that shit back to Hollywood Video. They had Video Crane. What was it called? Game Crazy.
Game Freak, whatever it was called.
I had bought Beautiful Game Joe.
Pokemon, bro.
Oh. Beautiful Joe, I don't care what any of y'all say, is the worst fucking game of all time to me. Oh,
Beautiful Joe is great.
Harold.
You know better than what our friend Daniel said that he liked Wink. You know better than him. You know better than
him. You just don't understand Beautiful Joe.
Nah, cause I know exactly the game he was talking about. That shit was
terrible.
That building that hosted my game, Crazy Boy, that shit's still putting in service to this day. They turned that bitch into a Chick-fil-A.
Oh. Now you talking my language.
Oh, Beautiful Joe was great. You just don't understand the homages.
Japanese superheroes. The character is there, but the game is ass.
Bro, it had an anime. Yeah.
I ain't gonna watch it.
It must have not been good.
Why didn't you like Beautiful Joe?
Camera angles, like, it's just like, I can't. I don't like games that don't like, not say like baby, but like, tell me what the fuck I'm doing, bro. Like, what? Like, it's so many issues with it, bruh. The fighting mechanics of it, like, I can't do it.
That game was ass. Second one?
Nigga, if I drop that trash, game, why the hell would I play a second?
Why would he play the sequel?
I don't deserve a sequel. And you know it's ass, because they ain't never brought that franchise back.
I thought they had a second one.
And that shit been dead.
The fact that you told us that it had an anime, and I ain't never heard it having an anime, just proves his point that is dumpster juice.
I don't know if it was adapted. Anime was adapted in English, though. Let's see, come on, how can you hate Beautiful?
I don't hate the character. The game is ass.
I mean, I don't like Angry Joe, so what makes you think I'm gonna like the nigga if he beautiful?
Beautiful Joe.
Beautiful.
Hey, I ain't
gonna... Yeah, it did have a English dub. It aired on Jetix or Kids WB.
And ain't nobody watch that, bro.
Watch that, bitch. Cause I damn sure don't remember turning on Kids WB and seeing that, bro.
I actually vaguely remember watching it now.
That must have been like the first show. That must have been like the very first program they showed in the morning to get that bullshit out the way, because they knew kids wants to go watch it.
You ain't never heard nobody, hey, bro, you saw the new Beautiful Joe, man? Hell no. Niggas was watching Batman animated series.
Niggas was watching
fucking Power Rangers and shit.
Beautiful Joe is not a kid series. So they shouldn't have adapted it anyways and aired it on there.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, neither was Yu-Gi-Oh!
I was just about to say that. Yu-Gi-Oh! Graphic.
Wait, Yu-Gi-Oh! Wasn't supposed to be a kid's?
I mean...
No.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is nowhere near for kids, especially if you read them first 7 chapters in the manga where that boy Yugi was just out here killing motherfuckers, lighting them on fire and shit.
Yeah.
Hell what? No.
Really?
Yeah. At season 0. This is before Kazuki Takahashi decided to go all in on the whole card game thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the dead ass.
Yeah. Like,
he kills people.
he legit kills people. Like, we can't make this up.
And bodies.
The Shadow Realm ain't real, man. That's just made up for kids' dub.
Nigga, you play Yu-Gi-Oh, and you dueling with a nigga that got a Millennium Idol. Your ass is grass, bucko. If you lose. It's great.
All right, I'm about to watch some Beautiful Joe gameplay. Dude. Let's see if it really is as bad as you say.
Dude.
Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe was ass.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
I really forgot how bad this played out. Horrible,
bro.
Man,
because I think, and you want to know what's crazy, bro? Because that's when I remember when I got that book, because I had Gamefly at the time, and it was around the time Arkham Asylum had came out. So I had got that, and I had got DC versus Mortal Kombat. So I'm getting hyped, nigga. I'm like, oh, these niggas. This boy Batman from the score off like, from the score off against Scorpion, bro. Yes, sir. Well, I played that bitch, and I was as a kid. It just wasn't like, oh my god, terrible. But it didn't. My expectations was kind of like me.
And my expectations was high. You feel me? Then I found out I couldn't kill niggas and shit. And they censoring death, so I'm like, oh nah, bro, nah. After a while, I was like, take this shit back.
And the game, and the gameplay just wasn't all that good compared to the other Mortal Kombat. So,
don't forget about Crackdown 3.
I never played Crackdown.
It actually goes into the next topic, honestly. I was going to ask, what's the most disappointing game that you've played?
Last of Us Part 2.
Whoa.
A disappointing.
Whoa. You consider that trash, though? Like, a terrible game?
Stick with your word.
The story had disappointed me. The game itself, with the way it plays, is fine. It's great. I'm just talking about story-wise. It's like, I wasn't even motivated after a certain point to keep playing
it. All right. Now, what I'm about to say, Warwolf is going to shock you. Because I feel like Warwolf know what I'm about to say. He's gonna shock me. But my honest opinion, again, like you, the topic was like the most disappointing games, right? Like in our opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. In my personal opinion, based off the games I've played, the most disappointing one as far as the series goes, it's between Arkham Origins and Arkham Knight, and I'm leaning more towards Origins. So I'm going to say Origins.
Origins was disappointing.
You think that was disappointing, even though that was a totally different, like, studio?
What made you think it was gonna be top tier? I'll even talk about Knight in a little bit. The reason why I say Origins was bad was because Origins really had the potential to be honestly the best one out of all of them. Like even better than CD, even better than Asylum. It honestly had the potential to
better
be
than this. Asylum.
Because you gotta think about it. Think about when you played the game for the first time, and it's before you find out the Black Mask is really the joke. Think about how good that story was, and think about if WB had actually like went above and beyond with that mud. Because to be honest, the story by itself, like Black Mask hiring assassins and stuff, and Batman gotta try to hunt Black Mask down. That made for a really and it was a year two Batman. That's a great ass story for Batman. But WB just were like, well, we gotta use Joker somehow because it is the Arkham series. And then like once that reveal gets done, to me it just feels like I'm playing an entirely different game. Like, and it just like the only thing that was really like good about it. The combat was good, obviously, but I didn't like how they had added this new mechanic in this mud called shotguns, because that basically like made the game too fucking easy. And Arkham was never really the most challenging game, but it made it feel like, if you've ever played, I don't know if you or King have ever played Spider-Man PS4 on Friendly Neighborhood just for shits and giggles, but it felt like I was playing that mug on there. That's how easy the shot gloves made that bitch, bro. Oh,
I'm gonna try that shit now just because you said that.
And as far as Arkham Knight, it's disappointing in the sense that like it's like literally the last one of the Arkham franchise. And I feel like its second act was just kind of in, because that's when they started like incorporating like, oh, you gotta go to Panacio Studios and you gotta track down the Joker clones and stuff like that. That was the biggest misstep in my opinion, because they also had the opportunity to tell like a story without
the
Joker. And even though Knight,
the most wasted shit to me was the fucking Deathstroke battle and the Arkham Knight. Like, cause they didn't have to make that nigga Jason. They could have just made that nigga somebody else to write some bullshit in.
They really could have.
Look, I was disappointed.
Deathstroke's fight.
But I already knew.
And Man Bat was shit too.
Yeah, everybody already knew it was Jason Todd. That wasn't 100% the problem.
No, I knew. No, how I knew is because when I had pre-ordered GameStop and I was talking to Mike. Yeah, this isn't the last time we were talking about it. And he was like, huh, nigga, Red Hood, that's dope. Why the fuck is he a pre-order character? The nigga the same height as Arkham Knight. Oh man, this shit ass.
World's greatest detective.
And then they was on the damn Batmobile, and I think that ruined the game so much. Because it was like unnecessary bullshit. It ruined it, bro, because there's certain spots, go replay it, there's certain spots in the game where literally Batman,
you can ask for, that's literally when right I'm on there. Xbox, bro, that's literally the only game I play. You can ask for, hell, when problem. You was on Xbox, that was the only game I played.
You have a problem. You need to play something else. That's why I told you to get on the Sony Greatness Station. That's a whole other topic. But
as somebody who's played that game multiple times and beat it 100% multiple times, The problem isn't necessarily the Batmobile. It's really just the fact that you got to blow up all these tanks and shit. Because let's be fair, when you're doing the actual driving and stuff and the actual chases with the Batmobile, those are obviously probably some of the best parts of the game. It's having to go and I gotta defuse this bomb, but in order for me to defuse this bomb, I gotta blow up 50 million tanks like 20 times. Like, that's really, in all honesty, like, that's where the disappointment and the repetitive factor of it kind of just boils down.
Well, like, that's not the issue I was saying. The issue is that, like, there's certain spots where literally Batman can walk right there to that spot, but it's let's just get the Batmobile and force you to just use that fucking thing. Do unnecessary shit where it's like, bro, it's right there in front of you. You don't need to do this extra dumb shit.
It wasn't
a Michael Keaton moment where he was just being flashy. It was just unnecessary.
It's unnecessary. Like, it's like, yeah, like, it's just unnecessary. Like, don't get me wrong, it's still a good game, but like, it didn't live up to as far as combat and stuff concerned, it's the best one. Like, it's the best one. Like, it's better. Like, but because as far as
the graphics and stuff, like, being that it was what the first like main game that was utilizing the PS4.
Yeah, but they just took the engine that they used from Arkham City and updated it. Like, that's they didn't even get a brand new engine.
Well, you don't need a new engine. It's what I'm saying, advantage of the PS4 and its power, because you know, when a generation starts, they don't really get a lot of games that are built for that system until like later on.
Figure out how to work with this hardware first.
Yeah.
I can't lie. Oh. Fuck, but just still to this day, how does he build puzzles for a tank? That shit.
Yeah. That was them Riddler shits was definitely the worst part of the game. I ain't like those. Like, the races is cool, but I didn't fuck with the puzzles. I was like, bro, what is this? Why you got me doing this shit, bro?
I say is disappointing as fuck to me is because everybody knows here that I'm a diehard like Iron Fist tournament fan, like Tekken 7, mm-hmm. by far my favorite game this generation. When they came out with, because Street Fighter and Tekken, they announced that they were doing two games. They were supposed to release Tekken X Street Fighter first, but that got delayed indefinitely. We've probably never seen that game.
Yeah.
So I settled and say, fuck it, let me try the Street Fighter Cross Tekken. I don't fuck with the new Street Fighters. I think it's just too complicated for me. But the old ones I used to fuck with. So I'm like, okay, let me give it a chance. And it was not really it, bro. Like, there was no like roster. Like, the gameplay was like, it was almost there, maybe needed a little bit of tweaks. But there was no characters, and then like that was during the time where that was the time where DLCs were like just starting and being like a thing, and you had to buy Devil Jin and like King and stuff, and I'm just like, I'm not doing that. I barely like this game. Why the fuck would I buy that?
Seven. It could have been worse. He could have been playing more. He could have been playing Marvel versus Capcom Infinite.
Oh,
that looks like a bad game. I'd never bought it though.
I think competitive game. I'm glad I waited to see the reviews for it.
Yeah.
Because that would have been such a waste of money.
It's so many competitively. Competitively, yeah, but character wise, joke was kind of mead.
Competitively, people play Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
That too, but
that's the best one.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Well, Swank.
You know, we were supposed to get that
a couple minutes ago. So.
Yes, sir. I didn't want to interrupt, but I've been chilling.
What's up, Swank? How you doing,
man? I'm chilling, man. How about yourself? What's up?
What's to ask you? Two questions for you, man.
All right, man.
What's the worst game you've ever played?
Soggy Biscuit. Rancho Cena?
Not you, sir.
Jesus Christ.
Who was there?
Jesus.
One of the best games ever.
Coconut was a biscuit.
All right, you nasty bitch.
Oh, God.
I guess, honestly, I know this is like a new one, but Fallout 76, I got the free trial. That game is trash. That's like fire there, dude. Like, that game is
complete. I can't even call that a hot take, because apparently a lot of people don't like that game.
I promise you, it's not a hot take. Like, if you don't play it, you're not missing out on anything.
You're missing out on anger and frustration. You should get that shit, man.
What is was so bad about the game? Because I never really was into the French.
Yeah, it was like an unfinished product. There was a lot of bugs still in the game, like a lot. And then they you could tell it was a cash grab game.
Complete cash grab. Yeah.
It was garbage.
Normally, to me, are fun as fuck. But if that shit fucking with my game, you gonna get that shit out my face.
Yeah, dude. The games were actually game breaking. They're not. They weren't like enjoyable. Fun. It made the game unplayable.
The whole economy got fucked too.
Damn! Who beat this shit up their dick? My rage quitting over there? Well, what bad game you playing,
I'm
right?
I'm building a Gundam and it like fell over.
Damn. R.I.P.
The second question, Swank. What's the most disappointing game you've played, like, ever? Even if it's not like a terrible game, but like in your opinion, like it's just bad and you were just highly disappointed.
So that's a tough one because I usually enjoy a lot of games I play. It's kind of a cop out, but Fallout 4 was underwhelming too. A lot of the new Fallout games sucked ass, honestly. Those are up my alleyway. So playing Fallout 4 was like a downgrade from New Vegas, if I'm being honest.
I love New Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. New Vegas was so much fun. The vanilla game was great. The add-ons only added to it. And Fallout 4 really added, like, broke everything. It was trash. It was really trash.
4 was the first one that I owned. And I was like, I don't see the hype.
So you got a bad apple of the Fallout series. Fallout 4 was very pitiful compared to New Vegas. And 3, for the matter of fact. Like, just way bad.
That's tough, G.
Anyways, yeah, those are my bad games to say, you know?
Let's transition in. Warwolf, what's the most disappointing game that you played this gen?
This generation?
Damn.
So, like, Xbox One, right?
Xbox One, last gen, any generation.
Well, I'm going to pick one from Xbox One. So, I'm going to have to go, like, one game that I just cannot fucking play. And even on my record, it states that I've only played one day and, like, 14 hours is Modern Warfare. I cannot stand that game.
Whoa.
I cannot play that game.
That shit take too much memory.
I honestly feel like that's not a legit excuse, because I mean, we're at the end of the gen, and you should already have like a terabyte at this point.
I do have a terabyte. Because
I had a shit ton of a backlog, bro. Like, I have like over 100 games, maybe even 200.
I have 300.
That's not
games.
Even counting on my Xbox. Xbox, that's like 500 games that I know I didn't even like start half of those games.
I kind of didn't like Cuphead. So I suck at it.
All right.
I suck at it.
Hey, that's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's platforming games like that are kind of like, that's
they're
not very
hard.
Yeah, they're hard.
Fun.
If you don't,
and didn't make that an online game.
I think there was. An that was a missed
opportunity. Nah, that's only two player.
Nah, it's only
Wasn't there a, like a called, they added a female character? And like a
that
DLC?
Was the DLC, I think. But nah, you have to play like at the same like Xbox console. You can't
has
like
the DLC
play online.
For that bug even came out yet? Yeah, wait a minute.
No, oh, not necessarily. No,
they finna make that's gonna be a game version of Dr. Dre's Detox, too. Bro.
Jesus,
Ghost Recon Breakpoint was pretty bad. That shit was.
I could barely play that shit.
Man, I've never rushed a campaign to finish like so badly. That shit was so annoying. I didn't care about upgrading the guns. I didn't care about the lore or the attachments. I just wanted to finish the fucking game. And you could actually finish the game when you're like rank one, but it'll be hard as shit. You could literally go to the end boss at the start of the game and dare to try to kill him. And people have succeeded, which it's like, what the fuck? Why is he there?
I mean, it's like with Breath of the Wild. You can go in like after you.
Oh yeah, you just had to be a god.
That shit is so wild. Watching people do that.
Breath of the Wild.
But they reward you for doing shit like that too.
Is
yeah, yeah.
Seven
is so funny. Is
Ganon the final boss in Breath of the Wild? Or...
Yeah.
It's always a fucking boss.
Okay. I mean, not always.
You can't get rid of Ganon.
Dude, to get rid of Ganon, it's no longer that game, bro.
It's no longer fucking Zelda.
Honestly.
Before we transition to the next topic, I think we got Fado in here. Is he live?
Yes, we do. What's up, guys?
I gotta ask you. Like, ask the rest of the guys, what's the worst game that you've played?
Sonic 06, hands down.
I knew he was gonna say that.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Terrible game. That game wouldn't even allow me to progress because I was trying to. It's not because the game is hard. I'm trying to battle against the game itself to even play it.
Man,
the game won't let me play.
Keep going.
Bad game. Sonic 06 is terrible.
And what's the most disappointing? What's the most disappointing game that you played?
Probably Destiny 2.
Yo.
Destiny 2 is pretty disappointing. It's good. It's good graphic wise. As far as the controls and everything and how everything looks is good, but it's so repetitive. I wish it had more to it.
See, I never played Destiny 2 because I didn't really fuck with the first one like that. Like, it was all right. So I just feel like if I didn't really fuck with the first one heavy, what was the point of me? It's like Saint said with that joke. If I didn't fuck with the first one,
why would you get the second one?
Right.
Now, there's an exception, though, because, like, one game I forgot about, yo. This might be my most disappointing game. I'm just now starting this series. I'm like, oh, the new one came out. Let me get on this joint. Let's see what this is the greatness station's about. I started playing the Uncharted collection. Uncharted 1 is the worst fucking game.
Trash.
Oh, PS3 3 for me. Like, that is terrible. I was like, how the fuck did this trash ass game get a sequel? One of the greatest sequels at that. It's like, yo, how?
They redeemed themselves. I guess they sucked a lot of dick to be able to get. Like, don't worry. Like, two hands
make this. Or it was a delayed W.
Because them controls was garbage. World that credits. Gameplay was a real E.
I started off playing the second one, and then I went back to the first one. I was pissed.
Nigga, see, I played all them bitches in order, bro. Because that's what Saint... Because Saint was telling me that for the longest about Uncharted, and I never saw what he was talking about until I actually sat down and played Uncharted 1, and I was like, why is these controls so goddamn stiff? Why is the game like this?
That's the same thing with Killzone. When I went back to play Killzone 1, it's like I'm moving in Jell-O or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Killzone's always been weird like that.
That's how I be when, you know, you playing like Arkham Knight and then you go to Asylum, bitch. It's so goddamn slow on that mug, bro. You be like, oh, I can see how I got a sequel, but
yeah, it doesn't add up.
Going for shit. I used to
No, for real.
Listen, I can't punch a nigga in his dick on the ground no more. And shit, while I have him jumped in the headlock.
All right, so let's transition to this next topic.
Wait, y'all? Transition. Same. I don't think Coconut or I got this disappointing game more.
I'm sorry, there's a lot of niggas on this episode today. My bad. Let me fall back.
Alright, Coconut, you first.
Coconut, yeah.
No, say that again. Like, the... You were cutting off from me.
You go first. What's your most disappointing game?
Most disappointing game? Oh, bro. I think it was Star Wars Battlefront. The newest first one that came out.
I've heard that being very lackluster.
It was very lackluster. Because when it came out, I was like, bro, I can't wait for Galactic Conquest.
Bro, we were so hyped.
We were way too hyped.
PSP shit from back in the day. You could go into space and all that shit in one match.
Yeah. Because
that was going to happen.
I still played the 2005 version of Star Wars Battlefront. Not gonna lie, I still play instant action and all that, but I don't know, a lot of it was just too much going on, but then it's also very bland. There wasn't really anything that was satisfying to keep on playing. I was expecting to like maybe at least have like a story of Galactic Conquest going on, like you would go to planets and conquer and all that. No, that was gone. I tried like, you know, playing in vehicles. The vehicles that you played in were instantly destroyed. Like they were
that boy Coconut and Seven. They both felt like Anakin at the end of Episode 3. I hate you,
dude. We felt like we lost. It felt like this was such wasted potential. You know,
for real. The only thing I played on there was Walker Assault, and that was it.
They
got stale really quick.
You know what's crazy though? Game? No, the what's it called? Hero versus villain.
Yeah,
that shit was lit. But the problem was like that game. It graphically looks amazing. Like it's top tier and like takes advantage.
Sure. Yeah, it looks good. But
and that was before the PS4 Pro, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like it just was missing a lot of content. That was the issue. The gameplay was there, but the content wasn't there, and that really like fucked them. And they almost lost that Star Wars license because Disney was not happy with EA. It was pretty fed up, especially after 2. It was close.
Well, you said EA, so Disney should already do the hard known mechanics shit words they was about to unleash.
Well, EA wasn't like going into that downward like spiral until this gen, to be quite honest. Because think about it, the gen before, they kind of had some bangers.
Oh yeah.
Some nigga said you gonna fear the mouse.
Seven, you wanna go ahead and tell everybody what's your most disappointing game?
My most disappointing game, this is probably gonna be a hot take for people who like Pokemon, but my most disappointing game, like thus far, is Pokemon Sword and Shield.
For real?
Yep.
I heard that's not a hot take. I heard a lot of people felt the same way. I'm not gonna lie.
They said they like it.
Didn't they take a major generation of Pokemon out?
They took a lot of Pokemon out. I mean, they've been like stepping. Like the second part of the DLC came out today, and that looks kind of cool. Not gonna lie, but the main game itself is just the story is trash. It's like practically not there. They could have done so much more for the graphics and actual gameplay. Like the new mechanic of what the fuck's it called, Gigantamaxing or whatever, is just a gimmick. I didn't really find that cool. The only cool thing about that game was a wild area, whatever the fuck it's called. You gotta like go around and like see the Pokemon and like open world. If they made the whole game like that, you know, I would have no problem. But what do you want to say?
I think it may be because of the whole processing power of the Switch. That may be why there's not a lot of animations and not a lot of visual things there, or like a limited amount of things they can really add to the game, like right off the bat.
But the actual gameplay itself, I don't really care for it too much either.
That's bullshit about was it animation limitation? That's complete bull.
There's Pocky.
What's up, Pocky?
Yo, what up?
Yeah. Oh, bro.
Like Pocky knows I didn't really enjoy Pokemon that much. New one at least.
I don't get me wrong, it's a good game. It's just that they totally could have done a lot more. Like look at Breath of the Wild, for example. They added so much things to it with how much they add, and they look at Pokemon, there's like it can't compare.
Yeah.
That is true, yeah.
Like I think this is the first Pokemon game I've played where I just didn't really have any drive to go out and finish it or catch all the Pokemon stuff. I mean, granted, I usually never caught all the Pokemon, but the thing is with this game, you can get like pretty rare Pokemon pretty fast in the wild area, and that kind of killed it for me. Because with every other Pokemon game, there's like a progression to it. You know, you can wait. Like the further you get in the game, like the more rare Pokemon you get and stuff. Mm-hmm. But with this, you didn't have to wait. I mean, granted, like I guess you know some parts of the wild area, whatever. But you can get a pretty cool Pokemon pretty fast. And I don't know, it just kind of killed any drive I had
Feel like with the rare Pokemon, they do make it kind of challenging, especially with the raid dens and stuff. Like, especially with the 5 stars, you cannot do it along with the computers. You have to have other people to do it with you.
Yeah, raid battles were cool, but I felt like they could have done more with that. It gets really repetitive really fast.
They were more successful with Pokemon Go, basically.
You think it would be better if they had this new Pokemon, instead of like, well, they did something to where like they made a free version, but it was kind of like a gacha game, to where you would like kind of like Genshin Impact, how they have that, but with Pokemon.
No, that everyone would hate it.
That would not go well.
It would not go well.
That would not go well, yeah. I already know that. But yeah, the Pokemon was disappointing for me because I was looking forward to it because first mainline game that's on an actual handheld. And there's just so much like writing on it, and you kind of just got shat on.
Right. If anything, the only thing I'm only disappointed about is the animation. They could have done a lot more. Like they could have done so much more. That's the only thing I'm really disappointed about. Like I feel like experience, I feel like the gameplay that they add onto it, I think it's pretty nice. Some like you know the Pokemon designs, all that stuff is pretty cool and stuff. I just wish they added more animation because the animation has stayed the same since like last 3 or 4 generations of games they made, and And what sucks the most about it is, like, you look back at Nintendo 64 and look at Stadium. Yeah, that they have more freaking animations in there, like when for a game that old, even the ones on the Wii,
Battle Revolution.
Yeah, Battle Revolution, and that has a lot of animation stuff too with how much Pokemon they had. So, like, there's a, it was really no excuse for them to put no effort on that.
And all the animations that were in Let's Go Pikachu were pretty good. If they could have, like, did something like that for Sword and Shield, knowing that both of those would be a major game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if part of this is just me, like, blur, but I don't know. I just don't feel the magic of Pokemon in this new Pokemon game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I completely agree. I feel like most people who play, especially on the Switch, is more for a nostalgic reason.
Yeah, I mean, even the nostalgia, I think part of it is like the story for this one just wasn't there, and so I wasn't engaged.
The story, I feel like nowadays the games cater to the younger audience now because I read up on it that a lot of, everyone pretty noticed it too, but after like each generation, the stories got more simpler. It's because like the younger generation doesn't care for it anymore. That's why I think Pokemon Black and White, I think they had one of the lower sellings compared to the rest to it.
The story was fucking great.
Yeah, exactly. It's because like they're trying to cater to the younger audience, and the younger audience didn't care for the story. They just wanted Pokemon.
Little kids always fucking shit up, bro.
For real.
I think you can strike like a good balance between, you know, making the game accessible to younger audiences while still, you know, having a competent story.
Yeah,
because I feel like as a kid, I really liked the story of Pokemon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And for this one, it's just like felt all shoehorned in at the very end.
Mm-hmm. But that kind of rushed.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, hopefully the next Pokemon game will be better, but I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that the remake for Diamond and Pearl is like, you know, exceptional. I'm really hoping. Although I will say I don't have high hopes for the animation, because I think it's gonna stay the same until the next generation, for sure. Yeah. But I still hope that at least they'll add something more to the plate.
Diamond and Pearl was one of the last like,
dopes
animes I had watched from Pokemon.
I think that was the one for me too. That was the one I left off.
Yeah. But there, that was my most disappointing game of this generation. So what topic do you want to cover next, Zane?
Oh, I actually want to ask Pocky, what's your worst game that you've ever played?
Oh, easy.
What's the most disappointing game you played?
I feel like that's both in the same category for me. Like, the biggest disappointment was probably on Xbox One, Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront. Oh, man. Now we're huge disappointment. Like, that's the one game that kind of like stuck out as a sore thumb for me. Like, I bought the game, I pre-ordered it, I had high hopes for it because it's going to be a Star Wars thing, but then also. And then, freaking within 1 week, I was like, yeah, I can't play it no more. I had to return it and all that stuff. It was just not worth it. Like all the add-ons and the gacha stuff into it. It's just like you had to spend like triple digits just to like quote unquote have fun in the game. And it's just like that just defeats the purpose of it.
Right.
And what sucks is that because of that, it influenced a lot of games too to do the same thing, like Halo 4 and stuff like that. But their Warzone, they started doing gachas as well, which kind of killed the game for me, in my opinion. Like, so yeah, that's like one of the biggest like games I just was very disappointed in.
Next topic, what's the worst gaming console that you like played or owned, or and this goes for handhelds too and hybrids?
Wii U, easy.
You actually bought the Wii U?
The only reason why we bought the Wii U was to play Smash. And that was it.
The Kinect? Like
Coconut, our friend Ty,
you're right.
Black Friday, get a Wii U just to play Smash.
It was not even a good Wii U either, bro.
I don't think there were any good Wii U's.
No, we got the, what do you call it? Oh, dude, what was it called?
The 3DS?
I'm trying to remember. No, it was like the Amiibo, right?
We didn't buy Amiibos.
What
the fuck?
The Amiibo version. No, the Wii. Oh. The Wii U, yeah. It was the what do you call them? The Amiibo version.
The NFC
version?
The NFC
Amiibo
version?
The Meat Boss says no.
I thought there was only one version of the Wii U.
No, maybe two. It was like one of those limited packagings or whatever.
It was? It didn't come with any Amiibos. Or wait. Did it?
It did.
Oh, we sold them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we sold them. Holy shit. All we did was buy that to play Smash when the Japanese scouts came, and it served its purpose. It was fun.
I mean, Coco got a free Wii U.
You know where it is?
Wait, you got a free Wii U?
Hold on. It's actually still in...
He stole it.
That backpack.
He stole it, bro.
You a coconut. You a whole thing, bro.
I didn't steal it. Like,
he's a goon.
He left it at his house because we would play it there the most.
Because out of all the consoles, you going to steal the Wii U?
Five finger discount.
I don't want to play the Wii U.
I'm going to play the Wii U.
Nah, for me, the worst console, even though this is technically part of the 360, so it's not really a console, so it's really an add-on, was the Kinect. That thing was trash, bro.
Yeah, it was bad.
PlayStation Move, that was trash.
PlayStation Move was worse. I think that was worse than a Kinect.
Which Kinect, the one or the 360?
The Kinect.
It's just Kinect in general.
Yeah, because
it couldn't recognize black people, right?
It's programmed for only Asian girls.
I would argue that the 360 over the one, if anything, because the one was bad.
The one was bad. But 360 was top tier though. Like if you got like with you, bro, like it gave the same vibe that like Wii Sports did. And it was so much cheese in that game too. Oh my goodness, the fucking cheese.
I only had two games on the Kinect for 360, and that was my Kinect. Yeah, it was Jackson. It was yes, of course. That was a birthday gift. That was a birthday gift present. I remember that mug too. I was happy. I was like, yes, indeed. And then I had Kinect Sports that came with the console. Like that, I got that bitch for free.
Lit. I remember playing the Michael Jackson game with my mom, and it was doing Remember the Time. And you know that part where he like does like the splits and shit.
Yes, sir. Like,
oh God.
My mom looked at the game, looked at me, and said, "Oh hell no!" Nah.
Hey, bro. The worst part is on a Kinect trying to hit that lean on Smooth Criminal.
I used to hit, I don't know. That must have been y'all. I used to hit that mug every time. Perfect.
I call bullshit on that.
Damn.
I gotta see it, man. I gotta see it.
You don't believe in that boy?
I don't believe it.
Nah, I believe in Kiki.
Man, I gotta see it, bro.
Nah, you capping, fool.
Nah, he's capping.
Bro, Kiki not capping. Ryan in front.
Bro, you gotta see videos of this man dancing.
Bro, this Kiki's not capping, bro.
When it comes to dancing, that's one thing I don't do. I don't cap when it comes to dancing.
Don't cap.
Caps. Like I said, I believe when I see it, bro.
Damn, all right, Kiki, yeah. You show something, bro.
All right, bro. All right, what's up? I'm showing you a little something.
Damn.
You know
what about you?
Console I had that was kind of a disappointment. The PS Vita.
Yes,
had that, but I always wanted to do that.
It was. I mean, I liked it as a console, but it just didn't live to the potential it could have had.
I forgot the whole thing. I actually forgot about that.
A lot of the games that were that I wanted to play for on it weren't released in America. They're all in Japan. And I'm just like, okay, that's some fucking bullshit.
Bro, what you doing? Bro, you're a man.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. I mean, one game I did like on there was Gravity Rush. That game was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone's ever played that? I mean, they have it on PlayStation 4, and the sequel's on there too, but it's just not the same because you need the actual motion control and back pad of the Vita to get full use.
Right.
But yeah, that thing had a lot of potential. It's just kind of wasted.
Yeah, because it definitely wasn't all that in a bag of chips compared to the OG PSP.
Yeah.
I never owned PSP.
I never owned the PSP, but man, it was. When I ever got a chance to play it, man, it was fun. Especially all the games. It's so convenient, too.
It was right. So goaty. It was a
dog. TV shows on that joint?
Yes, come sir.
On. All your porn?
No. That's Brandon, you know, with his
Brandon,
PSP porn, you know, with the Sonic the Hedgehog and shit. And then sat on the bitch to hide the evidence. Like, what type of shit?
Like, you couldn't close, Nikki, you couldn't close out the browser?
This might be a hot take. I might get, like, heat for this. So, when it first came out, I'm only counting, like, that first, like, 3 years. PS4, the base PS4.
That's the only one I have.
That was the indie station, bro.
You're disrespectful.
I was too. Hyper right now.
I would still argue that.
Like, I didn't really like. I still don't like the UI itself. That was already like a red flag for me. There was like no games on there, bro. Especially like. They still are barely like getting multiplayer games. There was none of that on there except like Killzone, and that shit was big mid. I was like, bro, why did I get this?
Cause Sony probably feel like it's better to make single. They feel like it's probably better to make multiple single player exclusives opposed to what Xbox.
But there wasn't anything that launched though. Like there was really it was just Killzone, and then they had Infamous, but that. That was big mid. Like, it did not hit the same.
Infamous?
What game did I get on PS4? I don't even remember.
That's what I'm saying, dog. It was pretty bad when it first launched.
I remember playing, like, first Infamous, but I never actually played the second Infamous, so I can't even say if that was good or not.
No, that was lit. But that launch, I was like, oh no, nah, this ain't it. Even the one was pretty bad. And it's funny, I don't know if I told this story in the podcast, but Black Friday, because I couldn't get one at launch, I was like, I want a PS4. So after Thanksgiving, I went straight to Walmart with my mom, and we waited in line 2 hours in, and all of us are like, yo, we've been standing in this line, like, can y'all at least tell us if y'all even have this shit? Like, the employees were just acting funky and shit. So, like, after the 2 hours, they finally was like, oh, there's only one PS4 and there's three Xbox Ones. I'm like, what the fuck? So, I ended up getting an Xbox One. Mom was like, look, nigga. I wanted to, but she was like, look, nigga, you didn't stand in this line for this long. You might as well just leave with something. I was like, fuck it. Let me just get this shit. All the boys was on 360. That shit was so boring, bro. It didn't the party chat, profile pictures, none of that. Like, it was so bad.
That's why
y'all don't understand how bad it was.
We told you to just wait till they restocked on the PS4s, bro.
But I will admit, the games was elite. Like, it was mid. I guess, but I enjoyed it. It was one of those guilty pleasure games where I was like, I love fucking what the fuck? Gears didn't even launch on that. That took like a whole 2 years. But what's the other game? The zombie game, bro. The
fuck, I can't think of the name.
Sunset Overdrive?
No, nigga. It's a zombie game, bro. It started to launch. No. It's a Capcom game.
Dying Light?
Dead Rising.
Dead Rising. No.
That's Capcom.
Dead Rising.
Capcom because of the Mega Man references. That shit is funny.
I enjoyed that game. I enjoyed Rise. There's something else that launched. No, I think those are the only ones that launched, and then I played like 2K on it. But other than that, there was nothing else, bro. Like, the only good option I will say though is that you had that snap option, so you can snap the TV and shit.
Boy, I'm if you're a still
psychopath, bro. If you were a psychopath, you want to watch porn, you just wanted to like you could just tell the connect, oh, Xbox, twist the game. You could tell that shit low key. If you're a psychopath, do that. But
Kiki.
That was a little bit better, even though that was terrible. Dot in the party chat, bro.
I didn't have the connect at that time. But I guarantee you, had I I would have been doing that.
God damn it.
She was out of line.
I remember at first when I saw the PS4 being announced, I'm like, that's
probably the one thing, in the snap feature, it's like gone, but it's still kind of there at the same time. But I just
that shit gone. That shit gone.
That made me mad, bro. I was like, what is this?
You know what's crazy though? PlayStation 5 low key kind of doing that shit, like kind of, because you can watch your homies like stream a game while playing the game.
That's what we need.
I just didn't realize I just bit off of Xbox. I don't like that.
Now if they do with apps,
that's a GG, bro. They do that with apps, because it'd be some games you want to watch like a sport, like I want to stop playing the game I'm playing right now. Like I'm playing hard right now. I'm eating these. I'm tearing these niggas up. I don't want to fucking stop.
Now if they do with apps, we're in business, buckos.
Who knows?
I don't know if I told you guys this story on the podcast. Uh-oh. The reason why I got the PS4 wasn't because I wanted it.
Internet Explorer might have to get booted back up.
Oh. This shit's gone.
I got my PS4 despite someone.
Swank was there.
You better than me.
You are better than me. Seven's always on some shit, bro. Okay. Seven's always on some shit.
I gotta hear this.
Yeah,
what the hell? Tell me this. What the hell?
Lunch, one of our Swanks and I, like good friends, back. We'll call him Mushroom.
Mushroom. I remember.
Yeah, he remembers because we almost killed him on accident. I know who it is now.
Assume his last name is Tip.
Oh man,
you know who it is?
I know Swink. Y'all told me the story about Swink and that situation. Is that him you're talking about?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but this dude, he, every day at lunch, like after eating, I can't wait to get it on a game. But like my parents won't let me get it. He would just complain, and just long for it. This dude wanted to fuck a PS4. It was pretty bad.
He was horny.
He was horny for the PS4. Horny, and at this point, I was like, you know, I didn't need, because I still enjoyed playing on my. And there weren't any like good games I cared about coming out yet on PS4. I'm like, you know, I can just wait it out. But I got so tired of this man that one day I got home, I'm like, Dad, can I get a PS4? He's like, yeah, for Christmas. I'm like, okay, what about just whatever comes back in stock, because we don't know. He's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, okay. And so I check on Best Buy, BrickSeek, all the websites, and I think it was a Friday afternoon. My dad picked me up, and I randomly go on Amazon, and they had it in stock. I'm like, oh, they got it in stock. I bought it and got it, whatever. I don't remember what fucking game I bought for it. I just had to play something. I don't know what the fuck it was, but I buy it, and the first thing I do is I send a screenshot to this boy. I'm like, hey, I got the PS4.
Dude, you so
he was like, please?
You got it?
I'm like, yeah. He's like, but you said you didn't want it. I'm like, oh well, since you cut.
Well, you made it sound like
you weren't gonna be able to get it.
You so petty for that. That man was literally crying his heart out to you about how he couldn't get the PlayStation 4. And you gonna sit up there and ask your dad, can I get it? Knowing damn well he gonna tell you yeah and get it. And not only that, you really could have kept it to yourself, but no, you had the audacity to send this man a photo.
I bought it to tell him that I had it and he did it. Just to get him to shut the fuck up.
No,
hey, Seven.
Knowing Seven, I'm not surprised.
Did you say Mushroom?
Yeah, I know who it is. Right?
You know who that boy is.
Yeah, I know who he is. Yeah.
Yeah, because Fatal sat at the lunch table with us too, and dude, we told him, like, dude, we get it. You want the PS4, you don't have to keep on telling us about it all the fucking time. And like, I got it, and it was cool, I guess. I mean, I have it right here.
I faintly remember that conversation. Man, that's fun.
I think like one of the reasons why I did want to get it eventually was to get Kingdom Hearts 3, and that didn't come out until like 5 years.
We were fucking college when that came out.
Yeah. Dude, you keep telling me that you wanted the Kingdom Hearts. You told me that was the only reason you wanted it. So this is why?
Is this another reason? Yeah.
Oh, dude, you just made that guy feel like a bitch.
I mean, to be fair, he was a bitch.
He deserves it.
Really, he did.
Yeah. I mean, we're cool, but, you know, like, we just really needed to get him to shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't until, like, after New Year's when he got his, and I was just, and he kept on, like, he asked me, like, dude, how do you like it? Not really any games on it, but...
It's like, I just have it just to have it.
I mean, it served its purpose. I got to play Digimon and my anime games on it, so... You know, just had to wait a while.
So, Swank, which is the worst game console you've, like, owned or played?
Honestly, I wouldn't say there's a worse. I feel like, because I had an Xbox 360, which, you know, that's debatable. All right, PS3 and Xbox, we can have that debate. Then I had a PC, and that's it. Those are the only two things I've really had. Oh, and a PS2, but I feel like that's just, you can't even talk shit about that.
I did have a DS.
I can't talk shit about the DS either, though, because I remember lots of memories made on it.
I don't think anyone should be able to talk shit about a DS. Yeah. I've, like, probably spent most of my time playing on that, and...
Yeah, that one eluded my mind, but yeah, you can't get rid of that one. That was like everyone's first toy when you could bring around, bro. That shit was live. Mm-hmm. That was like the nowadays phone, bro.
Fucking PictoChat.
I never got
the DS. I wanted it, but I just never got it.
I mean, okay, but if you had a PSP, I understand why you didn't have a DS. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Nintendo Dogs.
I remember so.
The day
I
got, bro. That shit was actually kind of fun.
I remember the day. I ain't gonna cap how I got the PSP. I was friend real hard. And somehow my mom and dad came through. Because it was like fourth grade, right? So we sitting up there, we chilling and stuff. My teachers are, all right, guys, so the last day of school, y'all can bring y'all electronics or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling my friends, all right, y'all. So I'm gonna keep it a book. I'm about to bring my PSP up here, bro. I'm about to show y'all. I got the new version because you know the first version it was black, and the newest version at the time it was like silver. So I was like, yeah, I'm about to bring the silver. I'm about to bring my new PSP up in here. Y'all niggas
still
got that
one, right? Is that the skin?
No, it was skinny. It was skinny and silver.
Okay.
The original version was fat and black. Pause. Yep.
Pause.
Damn.
Pause. Okay. But yeah, so I'm sitting up and I'm like, yeah, I mean, because he was all talking about it and everything. Everyone kept saying, yeah, I got the black one. I got the 2000 one. I'm like, oh, shit, I got the 3000 one. Y'all niggas need to... I was fretting real hard. I was like, y'all niggas need to step in. I was like, y'all niggas need to step up y'all game. Step up y'all game, bro. So then they was like, bro, you don't got the silver PSP. I'm like, bro, I bet you I do. So I shook hands with all these niggas, bro. They was like, yeah, bro, you don't got this. If you don't bring this PSP with you tomorrow, bro, for this party, bro, you on your ass, dog. I'm like, I got y'all, bro. So then the next day, I had my mom to go buy me a PSP.
Right.
Bro. First game I had on that mug was Spider-Man from Defoe 2, bro.
I'm surprised your mom actually bought it for you.
Fact. You live in a black household. That shit don't fly.
Did you tell her your reason for wanting to get it?
I mean, my cousin had a PSP too, so it, like, she figured like that was gonna be something for me and him to play, and she knew. She, cause like, you know, as a little kid, you know, you really didn't like going places and shit. So she already told me she was gonna get it for me, like that Christmas, regardless. But she just got it for me earlier because I asked for it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, cause she just got tired of me because I didn't really like going places back then. And when I went places, I would just like complain and shit and just do bad hood little kid nigga shit. So.
Like any kid, right?
Yeah, so she pretty much got the PSP, so I would, like, at least when we go places and stuff, I'll have something to do, you know?
Distraction.
My PSP sitting in front of me.
Yeah, I can charge that. I can charge my PSP up, start. I'll pop on some Spider-Man 3.
Shit, I need a battery.
Amazon got some, bro.
But
was there any back consoles that you played?
Virtual Boy.
Holy crap!
Played on a Virtual Boy.
That's that red headset, right? Yeah, am I thinking right thing? Yeah.
Yes.
I owned it as a kid, and I had Power Rangers on it.
The angry video. Wow. So wow.
That's pretty cool.
So I had the motion shit on my hands with that thing.
I know your ass got a headache from that shit, boy. Yeah.
I can't remember. I remember like how it moved and shit. It was kind of like blocky, like old school Atari fucking movement, where it's just like it was like a warp in action. It was not like a smooth transition, and that shit was like a dark red.
I bet when that angry video game nerd had reviewed that mug, you had PSD.
PTSD.
No fucking did. I don't know where the fuck that thing is. It's probably
being a garbage looky, bro.
Nigga, that shit is probably in the dump. As it should.
Just keep it, you know, just for posterity.
Is the Virtual Boy like a prehistoric Oculus Rift?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put it to you like this, bro. Niggas was out here playing Tiger Electronic Wrist Rock. Niggas would rather play Tiger Electronic Wrist Rock games than to be playing the Virtual Boy, bro.
I mean, it got you headaches and nausea. You know, it's not fun.
It's really not. I don't recommend that to anybody.
Why the color red? I don't fucking know.
Red cells.
Red and black.
As the angry video game nerd said, for something that's supposed to be virtual, there really wasn't a lot of virtual reality going on here. Just a bunch of headaches.
Motion sickness.
I used to have these game console controllers. It was literally a controller that had a AVI cord that came out of it. I think it was white and yellow. There was no red. It was just those two cords. And they were like...
You talking about them plug-and-play video games, bro?
Yeah, I still have them. Hello,
I still got my Spider-Man 3 one, bro. I ain't gonna care. I've been thinking about hooking that bitch back up, but...
Got an old God, TV lying around.
I remember spending days trying to beat those high scores, but I'm not gonna cap.
I have one of the Namco games on
it. This one was live. I had this one, and it was for Spider-Man 2. and it was like you had like you it was like you had like the glove, you had like the gloves on and shit, and like some little ankle things, bro. And it was like you could like it was like three missions. Yeah. No, and it was like three missions you could like, and it was like three missions. And you know, three missions you can like beat the shit out of Doc Ock, and then two of them you just swing around the city and shit. I'm like, I was like, go crazy. I was going crazy on that mug, bro. I'm finished.
I'm gonna see if they got it on Amazon while y'all playing.
The next topic, boys. What's that one bad game that you know is bad? Everybody else says it's bad. It's got shit reviews and stuff. People are shitting it on YouTube, but you just play with the boys. Pause. And it was a fun experience.
Resident Evil 6.
Hey! I love how they both said it at the same time. I really do.
Download it right now.
I still have that fucking shit. I don't think I'll ever uninstall it.
Like, I had that on PS3 with my brother. And him and I was making YouTube videos back then and shit. And we did the split screen. We had the most fun ever on this. We knew the game was bad. We didn't give a fuck. That game was fun as hell.
It had the best mechanics of any Resident Evil.
Well, if you remember when we played Resident Evil, I mean, when we played 5, bro.
Yeah.
That's all right. That mug is funny, bro.
Especially in professional mode.
6 was like the first one I played in forever, because the last one I played before that was like the original third one. And I thought 6 was going to be scary as fuck. I didn't know Resident Evil was turning into Die Hard on some shit mixed with Michael.
Oh, okay. Okay. I remember
fucking first low key, but then I was like, all right, nigga, like, come on, bro, let's run this shit up. And then that big ass fucking. what's that nigga Leatherface looking motherfucker with the claw pulling
up?
Oh no, they back on that bullshit.
That was the most annoying fucking BOW that Resident Evil's ever created.
Okay, I got two. Okay, so
pull dicks out of monsters.
But besides, besides,
pause,
huh?
There is no pause.
Record play.
Hey, I
don't
want to play this game now.
Rewind. Wait a minute. But yeah, besides Mortal Kombat versus DC, it was definitely this is an EA game. This is a Marvel EA game. And I feel like Saint knows after your game we're talking about too. It was called Marvel Nemesis Rise of the Imperfects.
That game was lit though. That's my childhood.
It was lit as a kid. Like you, but looking back on that mug now, it was like, yeah, it's real.
Yeah. It looked like dude, but when you got a whole crew, oh man, you had a Jamaican Wolverine.
Jamaican Wolverine,
dog.
That's what he looked like, dog.
Bro, he, because he didn't have like his typical hair, bro. I promise you, this nigga Wolverine had dreads in that game. Bro.
None of the characters, they just look so weird and unique, bro.
Yeah, that's the Hitler memes.
Bro, I ain't put it to you like this, bro, because me and Saint, we go to the same barbershop, bro. Me, like, I would bring that game up to the shop every Friday. And me and like a bunch of niggas that been there, we would be having like tournaments and shit on that mug, bro. Mug was so goddamn fun, bro.
Speaking of niggas with dreads, I ain't gonna lie. This shit kind of off topic, but this nigga put it in my head. Remember that old Batman cartoon from like the mid-2000s and shit?
Wait, Joker? The Joker had dreads?
Oh my god, I remember that shit.
Yeah, he did. He did. Oh, check the gaming chat, y'all.
That's my favorite design of Joker.
Oh no, the best design.
The fuck is that? Why is one gray?
Tell me, bro, making Wolverine.
The best design of Joker will always be the animated series one.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. That Joker from the 2000 series is the crackhead. That nigga a real criminal. That's why he's being there. That's why his eyes red. He ain't have his head in a minute.
Clearly the nigga was crazy when this boy Batman went to Arkham Asylum, and the nigga was already checked in. Talk about, I was getting kind of bored at home, so I decided to check myself in. Huh?
That nigga, no, that nigga was tired of sleeping on the street. He was tired of sleeping in boxes and shit. He wanted a warm bed.
That nigga Batman told him, that nigga Batman told him straight up, "You're sick, Joker. You need help." He was like, "Perhaps I am a little off." Like,
all right, let's get here.
A little?
On topic. Let's get back on topic. What about you? Because we know you love multiplayer games.
No, not
say that again.
What about you? What's that one game? You know, it's doo-doo trash. Everybody says doo-doo trash, but you just played it. It didn't matter.
Talking to me, right?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, sir.
Wait, what do you mean doo-doo trash? Wait, what are you talking about? What game? Are you talking about Modern Warfare?
Any game.
Any game. I'm asking you, what's that one game?
The trash, but you have fun playing this shit.
The trash multiplayer? Aw.
A bad game that you had fun playing with your...
Yeah, bro. What bad game like was received as bad but you enjoyed, bro? That's it.
Dude, I don't know. Because every time I played a game it was with anybody, I always thought that game was fun. I honestly don't know.
So you're on that pop shit, bro. You don't be playing low-key games?
Hey, become a part of it.
No, not really. Because the only time I ever played video games was when somebody invited me to play it. Unless, like, you know, like, if you're talking about card games, Mafia and shit like that, I didn't get to play
video games.
Yeah,
bro, this
saying.
Dude said card games. I'm
deceased.
Uno.
Uno
is free on Xbox.
This nigga made me choke him on water, bro. That game is so bullshit.
Nah, fuck.
What do you mean? Uno's so fun.
Game is fucking rigged, bro.
So, like, the Xbox version, bro,
is rigged, bro. Like, the car, like, that's one of them games, bro. You gotta legitimately, like, we all gotta be sitting up there playing that mug together, bro. Like, actual playing cards.
Nah, for the video game shit, that shit bullshit, bro.
And one was laughing because he'd be winning like 9 times out of 10. You got mods, bro.
Oh, yeah, there's an inside joke we have that Warwolf, no matter what game we play, he has mods and he has it like hiding behind his, fridge, so he has to like move that shit. Like, you can hear him too when we're in the party chat. Hey, Warwolf, what's that noise? Don't worry about it. That's how Nick moving his mods right now. And next, you know, he fucking wins. Like, it's fucking GTA. This
positive
nigga
ratio
has,
in racing.
The shittiest car in the game. I kid you not. No mods, nothing, and still won. I'm like, how? How you beat 20 niggas with no upgrades, nothing?
You got that stand.
He is, and I'm quote, built different.
I'm Vin Diesel.
Only game this nigga don't have mods in that you at least stand somewhat of a chance in or equal to is Xenoverse. That's the only game. That's the only game, bro.
That was my game. It's actually low-key bad. When you compare it to like all the other Dragon Ball games, but we get a whole squad. That shit is lit. Like, we was playing with random niggas.
I'm trying. Put it to you like this. Me and Saint, we don't call Xenoverse 2 Xenoverse 2. Matter of fact, me saying, we don't call it Xenoverse 2. It's Xenoverse 1.5, bro. Like, they ain't do nothing.
Really is.
Bro, they ain't do nothing to that game, bro. Literally, if you didn't play the first one, you might as well, like, that game's only good if you didn't play the first one. Like, if you played the first one, then it's 2 is pretty mean. Like,
they won't let that game die either. They keep adding shit to it.
What was the last update? Now? Didn't they add Supreme Kai?
Like, 2 months ago. Yeah, like two months ago.
He's now a fighter.
But should have been in the game in the first place.
Great.
Yeah. She should have been in the first one. What the?
That reminds me, since we're talking about Dragon Ball, one game that was kind of panned as bad that I did enjoy playing with my friends.
If you say Dragon Ball Z Sagas, bro.
Dude.
That game was lit to me. That game was lit to me. That was different.
Nah,
I like Saga, bro.
That mug was poo cheese, bro.
I was Infinite World or Burst Limit.
Burst Limit was cool because you know it was like a remake of like it was like a remake of Budokai 1 for the 360 and PS3. I fucked with it. My favorite one has to be Raging Blast 1 though.
Raging Blast.
Trash, though.
Look, anyone have Infinite World?
Look, nope. I didn't look.
No, I only, didn't know look, that one.
I fucked with 2 because of the combat. I really did. That was one thing that they definitely improved. I didn't really fuck with it overall because I just felt like every character played exactly the same. I'm glad y'all updated the combat, but every character plays the same. So. Like, with the first Raging Blast, my only complaint was it wasn't like a lot of characters in that bitch. Like, there was no Ultimate Gohan, like, in that, like, the disrespect. But when you play 2, it's like, I see why there was no Ultimate Gohan, because this nigga plays exactly the same as Super Saiyan 3 Goku.
You know, I did have this one game that was pretty bad, but I did enjoy playing. But it's not, I guess it did have multiplayer, but no one I knew had it. It was the Transformers, the movie, on DS.
Put that on BSP, bro.
You wild, because you could transform into any car on that game.
That game was pretty bad, but it was fun because it was basically like.
Like, you gotta understand, this dude is like a hard, like, Seven is like a real hardcore, like, Transformers fan, bro. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, yeah. he might just be saying, like, as an overall game, it might be fun. Like, he's saying as a game is fun, but as an adaptation to Transformers, it's trash.
Oh, no,
like,
because you gotta make your own Transformers part. That was ass. I want that to play it.
Did you ever play like the ones 7 that was like on 360 like a while, like 360 or 1?
I think it was Cybertron and
yeah.
Follow Cybertron.
Did you like those?
No, those were great. I love those. Those were actually good Transformers games. I think those are the last good Transformers games.
Thanks.
Let me ask y'all one more question because we gotta like wrap this up soon.
Yes, we know you're.
What's
gay.
I haven't came out yet, but what's the worst movie video game that you've ever played?
Worst what?
Movie video game.
Oh, the worst movie-based video game that I have fucking played is Fantastic Four: Rise of the Silver Surfer. Okay. That game was so goddamn bad, bro.
That just sounded bad.
Never played that.
Oh, God.
If he said the first one.
Oh, God, bro. Oh, my God. I ain't ever been more... Bro, put it to you like this. X-Men New Pussy Game, that's bad. It's trash, but... It was nothing compared to Fantastic. No. I take that back. Fantastic Four: Rise of the Silver Surfer is not the worst movie based game I played. It's Iron Man 2. That's the worst movie based game I played.
He made that. Oh man,
that was a graduation present, like from when I went to like middle school.
Bitch, you can literally beat that shit. Bitch, I beat that game in 2 days, bro. I have all the achievements. I have all the achievements for that.
Oh yeah, you was Ellis achievements.
Yes,
so that makes sense.
I was starstruck by it. I have never played a movie based game that bad. A game really just that bad before. The graphics look like Saint. The graphics, this is 360 and PS3. Nigga, them graphics was looking like PS1. I kid you not. They're that bad.
Nigga's not wrong at all.
And the game only had 8 missions. What? Literally 8. I shit you not. If you was to do
a priced game, $60?
Yes, oh this was because I remember it too. Because it was around my birthday. So he was like, "What games you want for your birthday?" So I wrote Iron Man 2 down and Fantastic Four: Rise of the Silver Surfer. and he came back to me. He's like, "I got both of the games, but one of them was like that Iron Man 2, son. And it was like $60, boy." I was like, "Yeah, it just came out." So I'm excited as fuck because I played the first Iron Man game and that mug was pretty cool. You know what I'm saying, nigga? I was blowing shit up and shit. I was like, "Yeah, this mug cool, nigga." The second one was just a big disappointment. I don't recommend you buy or rent. Don't steal it from a friend. Don't kill a motherfucker for it. Just stay away from it. Just stay away from it.
I never beat the first Iron Man game. I always got stuck on like that 13th or 12th mission, whatever the fuck it was, where you had to defend that shit.
Yeah. Oh, you got to save Pepper and shit?
Yeah, I got stuck on that one.
Yeah, I beat that on like 360 and PSP.
Oh, so, oh damn, you didn't have to flex like that. It's not like I don't have to watch out and shit. Red Ghost, that nigga still gives me fucking cold sweats at night because the missions was hard.
What about y'all? What's the worst movie-based game y'all played?
I have had several. The first one was the Chicken Little game adaptation.
My nigga, I didn't.
That had a game?
Chicken Little had a game?
Disney movie?
The same Chicken Little, the sky's falling, the sky's falling.
Bro, yeah, I remember that game.
They had a game adaptation for fucking reason.
Who gave them the right?
Bro, you know that reminds me. Oh, yeah, actually, go for it, Seven. I have a game.
But yeah, that was really bad. I don't even think I got past trash. And then, they had a Bionicle game that was an adaptation of the direct-to-video movie.
I
had it on GBA. Oh my god, it was bad.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I never even watched the Bionicle movies. I only know about them bitches because this was the preview some Wild Spider-Man movie DVDs.
go back and watch the first one. That shit fire. Second one was okay, but then after that, it was just like, alright.
Is the first one called Mask of Light?
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, that's the one they would always promote. I remember it too. I was getting ready to watch Return of the Green Goblin. Bionicle, Mask of Light, own it now. Oh, what?
And my parents got me the video game adaptation of it. And I fucking love Bionicle. I got all the little sets and everything. I can finally play it. Holy shit, it was so bad. I don't even think you got to play as an actual Toa. Like, you got to play as like one of those little motherfuckers. The Matoria or whatever the fuck they're called. Oh my god.
The only time I had a Bionicle toy was from a Happy Meal at McDonald's, bro.
Maybe the Bionicles were the shit. Funny enough, they got sued by I think what's the name of the people? The Maori? Maori. They got sued by the Maori people because they basically stole their language and used it for Bionicle.
Oh, bro.
Well, I mean, it'd be like that sometimes, bro.
I think the worst game I played, like movie-wise, is Transformers. Like, that was pretty...
The first one
was pretty terrible.
Yeah, it is.
First one
game.
On 360.
I never got past the second mission on PSP. Mm-hmm. I remember that boy Shia LaBeouf was running to the cops talking about my car started talking and that was it.
Take this mojo.
Like, all right, fuck you too then, nigga. You don't want to have a conversation.
The second one I liked of the Matrix game, but the first one I was like, nah, this shit ain't it. And I recently like been watching Chase Money's videos. Fucking hilarious. The way he dies for like the dumbest shit. I was like, how did this game like get through? Like, this is bad.
Wait, did you say Matrix?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, they had games, bro.
They had games.
There's a bunch of
the second one I liked it because it told you what happened with like Naomi and and Ghost, their side of the story.
Okay.
One, it was this.
I'm about to say I'm on your head.
Yeah. One was pretty bad, bro. Path of Neo. That's not it.
What about you, Warwolf? What's your worst movie based tying game?
Well, I don't really have a worst one, but I have one where I struggled to play. It was hard.
Go on.
Fucking beat it.
Go on, let's hear it.
007, The World's Not Enough on the Nintendo 64.
Oh boy.
That shit was so fucking hard.
Alright, odd job.
That's way later.
Damn.
That was a blue cartridge.
Special
cartridge, blow on that bitch.
Slam it right in the Nintendo.
Does anybody else have some bad movie games?
I think you said mine. That was the Transformers one.
Yeah, bro. Everyone.
Didn't they recently make a Transformer games? Like recently?
I think they did.
Been like 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, they have like the mobile one. I think they have one coming out soon, but it
looks the best.
I think the last one I played that I enjoyed was Transformers Devastation. That was pretty fun.
I mean, I guess we could talk about the best ones really, really fast.
That's gonna be for another episode.
Okay, that's cool.
7. Do we have any announcements or anything before we wrap this up?
Follow our Patreon. We have 0 followers or patrons on there, so we still have all these nudes of Coconut that we're ready to release, but we've yet to make a single penny on Patreon. So if you guys want to see the nudes, you guys are gonna pay.
Hell yeah!
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. The only butt you're gonna see is coconuts.
Basically, we just made a delayed W OnlyFans.
Yeah. And don't forget, we're also on Anchor, so check us. Apple. Are we on the iTunes? I think we're on iTunes too.
We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google. Pocket Pock, Breaker. We're on damn near any and everything that has a podcast. But YouTube, check us out on Anchor if you love the podcast and want us to do more episodes and get better equipment so we can take this to the next level. We're taking donations on Anchor, and we do have 2 supporters that are donating every month. So definitely check that out.
Thank you.
They've already gotten some shit done.
Make sure to look at us on Facebook.
Catch y'all on the next episode, guys.
Let's get it.
See yes, you guys.
Adios.
Adios, friends.
Peace.